conditions apply.
The Hot FM News.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: Vice President reaffirms commitment to rural electrification. Two arrested in Lusaka for online identity theft and fraud. And in international news, at least 60 people killed in drone strike in besieged Sudan City.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Vice President Mutale Nalumango says government will continue prioritizing rural electrification projects as a key strategy to stimulate economic growth and improve the quality of life in rural communities. Speaking during the commissioning of an electrification project at Chief Ishima's Palace, the Kasasi community and surrounding areas in Zambezi District, Mrs. Nalumango said government is committed to ensuring that the Rural Electrification Authority is well-resourced and aligned with the National Development Agenda of achieving universal access to electricity by 2030. She has noted that government cannot achieve this goal alone and called for collaboration with the private sector and other key stakeholders to deliver development to all parts of the country.
The government of the Republic of Zambia continues to prioritize the rural electrification program. I think we did hear from Aria, acting CEO, that even the budget for RIA has been tremendously improving because we are prioritizing rural electrification.
Meanwhile, Rural Electrification Authority Acting Chief Executive Officer, Engineer Alex Mbumba, has disclosed that the newly commissioned project was implemented at a total cost of 7 million kwacha and will connect 18 government facilities, including schools and health centers, with plans underway to expand the network to over 300 residential households.
Your Honor, we are delighted to share that at the initial stage, we have connected about 18 government facilities that will benefit from this project, apart from the 312 initial connections that we plan to connect for residential. Among the key infrastructures that have been connected, Your Honor, is number one, Kasese Primary School, Kasese Secondary School, where we are, the local court, Mutekelembwa Primary School, Kasese Rural Health Center, Chief Ishmael Palace and surrounding communities.
Meanwhile, Chief Chiwika of Mwinilunga District has expressed gratitude to government for extending electricity to remote areas, noting that it would greatly benefit the community's development and quality of life. Poro-Koso Member of Parliament Brian Mondovile has urged the government to revisit the tax regime in the mining sector as a strategy to enhance domestic revenue and fully implement the national budget. In an interview, Mr. Mondovile has expressed concern that government continues to implement only about 30% of the national budget, primarily due to inadequate revenue mobilization. He has noted that Zambia, as a mineral-rich country, should be deriving greater benefits from its natural resources. Mr. Mondovile has noted that with an appropriate and fair tax framework in the mining sector, government would be better positioned to generate sufficient revenue to actualize the budget in its entirety.
That as a country, we're not getting enough from our mineral resources. Minister of Finance should re-look at its tax regime in the mining sector to maximize benefits. Once we are able to collect sufficient taxes from sectors like the mining sector, we'll be able to fund the budget. And once the budget is fully funded, the gaps that you are seeing, the deficits that we are seeing, will be a thing of the past.
Police in Lusaka have arrested two suspects in connection with identity-related crimes and obtaining money by false pretenses. The suspects have been identified as Kennedy Chama, 27, of Chansongwe village in Kazembe district, and David Kautu Zulu of Mwanambili West in Senanga district. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga said the arrest followed a request for technical support submitted on September 18, 2025, around 08 hours through the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority Complaints Management System by Mobile City Phones Paradise Zambia. According to Mr. Hamonga, the request sought assistance in tracking and apprehending individuals behind a fake Facebook page and WhatsApp channel operating under the name Mobile City Phones Paradise. He said the suspects allegedly used these platforms to defraud unsuspecting members of the public by advertising non-existent mobile phones. Mr. Hamonga said the offences are believed to have occurred between June 1, 2023 and October 9, 2025 at unknown times, and that both suspects are currently detained at Lusaka Central Police Station.
On the 18th of September 2025, around 08 hours, the task force received a request for technical support through the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, from Mobile City. The request was to assist in tracking and apprehending individuals who had created a fake Facebook page and WhatsApp channel under the name Mobile City Phones Paradise, through which unsuspecting members of the public were defrauded after being lured into purchasing non-existent mobile phones. A team of officers was dispatched to execute the operation. As a result, two suspects were apprehended, namely Kennedy Chama, 87 years, of Chansongwe village in Kazembe district, and David Kautu Zulu of Mwanambili West in Senanga district.
Ecobank Zambia has donated 20 desktop computers, desks, chairs, a projector screen, and refurbished the computer laboratory at the University Teaching Hospital Special School in Lusaka, valued at over 700,000 kwacha. Speaking during their handover ceremony, Ecobank Zambia board chairperson Joseph Chigolwa said the donation is part of the bank's 40th anniversary celebrations under the theme Enabling Inclusive Learning for All. Mr. Chigolwa has stated that the computers will help remove barriers faced by children with learning challenges, including those who are deaf, visually impaired, or have other special needs.
As part of today's activities, Ecobank is donating 20 desktop computers, desks and chairs, and a screen with a projector to the UTH Special School, an institution dedicating to education, educating differently abled children. We have also refurbished the school's ICT lab, representing an investment of over 700,000 kwacha. This initiative would not be possible without the invaluable support of our partners.
And Minister of Technology and Science Felix Mtati has pledged to supplement the initiative by donating 10 additional desktop computers through the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority to further support inclusive learning.
I'll add to what Ecobank has done. So through my ministry, through government, through HH, we are going to give you an additional 10 computers. And in order to drive the digital transformation in education, we are also going to give you the enabling technology that is going to assist the learning experience of our boys. So our institution will deliver AI-enabled platforms so that our boys and girls here can do the miracles.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia National Commercial Bank PLC has dismissed as false and misleading online statements suggesting that the bank has approved or partnered with PMG Enterprises. In a statement issued by Zanaco Management, the bank has clarified that it has no relationship with PMG Enterprises and has not authorized any communication or activity involving the organization. The bank has urged members of the public to disregard such claims and refrain from engaging in unverified schemes or transactions. Zanaco has since reaffirmed its commitment to maintaining the highest standards of integrity and regulatory compliance.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber.